While the Alter Rebbe was learning by the Mizrachi Magid, mainly Chassidus and also Nigla Halacha, as we see from several sources, the Mizrachi Magid realized the qualifications of the Alter Rebbe, and he urged him, "There is no one like you that will be able to write a Sefer Halacha to decide the decision in Halacha of subjects that are being discussed in Sefer Halacha earlier, and add kitzat timing that when someone learns the Halacha, he should understand the reasoning for it and will be easier understand the Halacha." The Alter Rebbe started writing the Shulchan Aruch in the year of Tov, Kuf, Lamed, Aleph, 1771. He started with Hilchas Pesach and Hilchas Tzitzis, and then he continued on the Holy Rechaim. And then he added Kuntras Achrin to explain his sources for some of the Psokim in the Shulchan Aruch. And then he started writing the Chelek Yeredeya. Mainly what we have now is Hilchas Shchita, Hilchas Treifas, Hilchas Nida. And then he decided to write Kuntresim. Each Kuntres takes a subject of explaining the Halochis HaTzriches L'chol Adam, those halachas that everyone has to decide for himself, and he can't every day run to a rov and ask him questions. He did it mainly in Cheshen Mishpat. Usually, a regular person wouldn't learn Cheshen Mishpat. When he has a dintere, he would go to the rov. But there are so many halachas in Cheshen Mishpat that everyone has to know for himself how to deal with it, and he can't run every day to the Rov. So the Alter Rebbe gathered several kuntresim that is called the Halochas HaTzriches L'chol Adam Mecheshe Mishpot. And not only Cheshe Mishpot, also Yeredeya. He did so with Hilchas Talmud Torah and Hilchas Ribis. And not only Yeredeya, even in Erechaim. There are so many halachas that have so many details, and if someone would learn all these details, he may lose himself and not know simple basics of the halacha. For example, he prepared a kuntres of Pirkas Hanayanim, all the halachas that one, the main halachas that one should know when and how and what to say a bracha each time on Birkas Hanayanim. He didn't publish all this Shulchan Aruch that he prepared. He never felt he is finished. He wanted to continue correcting and adding till it will be a final product, that he should be able to go to the printer. There are only three exceptions that he published himself. One of them was the Kuntres of Hilchas Talmud Torah. He published it in the year of Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, 1794. Around the same time, he also published the Luach Birkas Hanayanim, the basics halachas of Birkas Hanayanim. And then, several years later, he has published a siddur where he was mevarer the nusach siddur from 16 neshoros, and he added basics of different halachas that everyone should know, mainly those halachas that are connected with davening. For example, he has there a summary of the basic halachas of Hilchas Tzitzis and Hilchas Tefillin. Actually, these are the only halachas that we have Ksavet Kedesh. After he prepared it, he couldn't give it to the printer as it is with all the corrections. He gave it to his brother, the Maharil, Rabbi Yehuda Leib of Yanovich, to write it, copy it from fresh. And then it went back to the Alter Rebbe for final proofreading. So we have that page with some corrections, added words and corrected words between the lines. The whole Shulchan Aruch, as mentioned in previous lecture, perished in a fire in the Alter Rebbe's house in the year of Tov Kuf Ayin, 1810. Nothing was left in Ksavet Kedesh, only this page that we know of. After the Istalkes of the Alter Rebbe, the Mittel Rebbe decided to print the Shulchan Aruch. He started the Istalkes of the Alter Rebbe was in Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, 1813, and the Mittel Rebbe started publishing the Shulchan Aruch in the next year, Tov Kuf Ayin Dalet, 1814. Working on it took over 2 years, from Tov Kuf Ayin Dalet till Tov Kuf Ayin Vov. But how could you print it if the whole Shulchan Aruch is burned? So they printed it from copies, the Chassidim copied for themselves the whole Shulchan Aruch, whatever they could, in the earlier years before the fire. Obviously, if you print it from copies, it has to be really mugo. So he hired for that the two brothers of the Alter Rebbe, the Maharil of Yanovich and the Mordechai, the Rav of Orsha. They worked on it. They were magia all the copies of the Kisviyad to find the proper, correct version. And he published it in those 2 years.